Hey, freaks! Brand new episodes of Distorted View Daily will be starting soon. Until then, enjoy this best of show. And by best of, I mean a show I picked out randomly and I didn't listen to at all. There could be something good in there, though. By the way, now would be a great time to sign up for the Sideshow and support the program, SuperFreakSideshow.com. Listen to nearly 7 years of archived programs and exclusive content, including videos, at SuperFreakSideshow.com. Today's episode of Distorted View is brought to you by AdamandEve.com. For a limited time, you can get 50% off just about any item, plus 3 free adult DVDs, plus a free sensual gift, plus free shipping, all for using coupon code FREAK at checkout. F-R-E-A-K. That's the coupon code. Just enter it at checkout and you'll save 50% off just about any item at AdamandEve.com.
Do you want to get down and dirty? Do you want to go one-on-one with a hot muscle guy? Rugged top men who tell you what to do. And do it now, boy. Submissive bottoms who will lick the sweat right off of your balls. Regular buddies who just want to help you get it up, get it hard, and get off. 24 hours a day, one-on-one, man-to-man. Sweating phone sex with guys who can't wait to do it with you. You know you need it.
It's sextastic.
Hey, freaks, it's Tuesday, September 8th, 2009. Coming up on the program today, Dick Gangrene. Plus, great name for a porn star, huh? Dick Gangrene. Plus, shot in the cock and African penis fairy dust. All of this plus a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday on an extended episode of Distorted View Daily.
It's the Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy James Henson back for the Big Tuesday episode. Welcome. Welcome you to this week of programs. It is new starting today, which is Tuesday. I cannot grasp the English language properly. What the hell's wrong? No, got a great program for you. You know, yesterday was Labor Day, so I did a Sideshow exclusive program. Now we're getting back into the swing of things. Got a brand new edition of Sextastic Tuesday, although today we're doing things a little bit different. Don't get scared or frightened or angry yet. My listeners do not do well with change. Today's Sextastic Tuesday is actually an audiobook. So, don't worry, it's so fucking ridiculous. I get to rest my voice a little as I play the audiobook, but I will be coming in to give some commentary, I guess. Gotta say thanks to Sam. Now, here's the thing, guys. It's another piece of furry porn, and I realize we've done a lot of this in the last month or so, and I promise you, next week, we'll do hermaphrodite Nazi porn. This is the last furry porn we'll do for a while. All right, let's get into it right now. Ladies and gentlemen, I give you a Sextastic Tuesday. Yeah.
It's sextastic.
All right, here we go.
The Plump Buffet.
All right. Sure.
The Plump Buffet. Note, all characters are cats unless otherwise indicated.
Of course.
All the characters are animals but act like humans. Ages are given as the human age of the character. And all female animals, unless otherwise indicated, have two boobies, like a human woman.
I mean, that should go without saying.
The Plump Buffet.
See, I think, even though they're acting like humans, I still think the cat should have fucking 6 teats or whatever they have.
Interior. Artsy, messy, one-bedroom apartment in Portland. Night. Open to the sounds of rough, hot sex. Slapping, moaning, yips, and mews. Camera pans through living room with...
Mews, I hate that term.
Camera pans through living room with Christmas tree into messy rooms full of computer gear into bedroom lit by Christmas tree lights and computer monitor. Interior, Dick's bedroom, night. Rain is falling outside the second-story window. We see Dick Goodman, 32, orange tabby cat. Smart, skinny, cute, unassuming. Nerdy, wears jeans and a t-shirt, or shorts and a t-shirt, and sneakers throughout the story.
He's the kitty version of me!
Except when naked. Wears glasses even when having sex. Dick is fucking his girlfriend, Sam, a French poodle, mid-20s, plump, beautiful.
It's a natural!
Sam is wearing a triple bra. She has six boobs, crotchless panties with her tail sticking out of a hole in the back, and lots of makeup. Dick is fucking her doggy style and hitting her on the ass with a riding crop.
Yip, yip! Ow, ow, ow! Yip, yip, yip!
Okay, now you see why I wanted to play this Sextastic Tuesday.
Yip, yip! Ow, right. Ow, ow! Yip, yip, yip!
A little bit of acting involved.
Oh, Dick, you wonderful fucking man! Arder! Eat my ass and fuck me harder!
You dirty little cum-guzzling trollop!
Dick growls and bites her neck.
Trollop.
Fuck yes! Dick, you beautiful beast! I'll be anything you want. I am your dirty little cum-guzzling trollop. Pull my hair and do whatever the fuck you want to me.
Pull your hair? I don't wanna.
Dick, pull my fucking hair, you fucking dick! Now!
Dick! You dick! Y'all remember the end of Deek Productions? Remember Inspector Gadget and all those old television shows? Although it would sound much better if it was like,
Dick, pull my fucking hair, you fucking Deek!
Okay, enough of this. Let's get back to the story.
Dick, pull my fucking hair, you fucking Deek!
Yes, we know.
Now!
Dick pulls Sam's hair. She yips and wiggles even more for him. She comes. Her orgasms run together into one rolling orgasm. He gets more excited.
Roll those orgasms! Ow!
She comes. Her orgasms run together into one rolling orgasm. He gets more excited and slaps her on the ass. He shoves a squeak toy into her mouth, slaps her ass more, and fucks her until he comes. They both roll onto their backs. She looks resplendent as she rubs her pussy casually while speaking to him.
My God, mister, I'd do anything you want me to. Anything.
Cool. Get me a glass of water.
Are you serious? Get it yourself.
You just said you'd do anything I want. I want a glass of water.
I meant anything in bed.
Yeah, this guy's a douche.
I may let you slap me around, but I am not your goddamn slave.
Or French maid.
So you mean you'll do anything that drives me to satisfy you?
Sam stops masturbating and sits up.
Jesus, Dick, what the fuck's your problem? You're so fucking self-centered.
Yeah, and she said she'll do anything for him in bed, like suck his cock. That's helping him get off.
I'm glad you're fixed. I'd hate to whelp your offspring.
Well, that's quite a line, isn't it?
I'm glad you're fixed. I'd hate to whelp your offspring.
Dick puts the riding crop on his nightstand.
Yeah, you're done with that. You're not going to be needing that for a while. You're in the doghouse now. Little furry humor there.
You said you'd do anything for me. A glass of water mathematically enters into the...
Oh, Christ, are we still on this? She meant in bed! Stop it!
A superset known as anything.
Back to the fucking, please.
Sam gets up and starts putting on her clothes.
Good for you.
Arrgh! Everything is logic to you. You're like a furry computer. Call me if you ever grow up.
Better yet.
Or better yet, don't call me.
Hooray for predictable dialogue. All right, now we move on to the next day where Dick is at his job. Apparently he's a computer programmer. He designs video games. And his coworker stops by to visit him. Now, the reason why I'm not playing the whole thing, it's like a half hour long, and a lot of it is descriptions, you know, like interior. A computer software company. We pan to see Dick's cubicle littered with coffee mugs. The coffee mugs are inscribed with video game names, blah, 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 whatever. All right.
Mary, a golden retriever, a 40-ish milfy office manager, comes over to Dick.
What's the matter, Dick?
I've never heard a dog referred to as milfy before. I like this story.
You don't seem your usual peppy and playful self. Is there anything I can do for you?
Dick can barely speak.
I've got worms. It's really disgusting. It's in my shit and everything. It's gross. Kind of got me down.
Coffee. Coffee.
Oh, a little bit of office humor. Coffee. Need my coffee.
Mary leaves. Dick stares at the computer. Mary returns with two cups of coffee. Coffee mugs have names of video games.
Oh.
Cube Wrangler 2 and MewQuest. Dick pours all the coffee down his throat. Like Popeye eating spinach, he sits upright, suddenly rejuvenated. His ears twitch and his tail undulates.
Tell Mama Mary what's wrong, sweetie.
Oh, she's gonna get fucked hard. I can already tell.
Jesus, Mary. Sam dumped me last night. And all because I asked her to get me a glass of water.
Mary rubs Dick's shoulders.
I'm so sorry, sweetie. I guess she's just not wired that way.
What way?
You know, taking care of her man.
Congratulations, submissive golden retriever. You just helped set back the women's movement about 30 years or so.
Sex was never the problem. But she's kind of bitchy once the sex is over.
Sounds like Sam is a Sam.
Huh?
S-A-M, smart-ass masochist.
Oh.
We call that topping from the bottom, and it's no compliment in my world.
Your world?
What world is that?
Can you keep a sneakrit?
You know I can.
A sneakrit.
Okay. I met my husband on...
If this doesn't want to make you abuse animals, I don't know what will.
I met my husband on a website that hooks women up with dominant men. I'm a sub. A submissive.
All right, so it doesn't take long for Dick to learn about this submissive website, and he decides to write a personal ad.
Text on screen.
Feeling at a loss? Want to do something spectacular with your life? Join my cult, the Kingdom of Dick.
It didn't take him very long to run with that submissive idea, did it?
Daddy Dick.
He's already creating a cult.
Daddy Dick will do the thinking for you. You'll do the fucking, sucking, cooking, and automotive repair. We'll work 24/7 toward bringing us all to salvation. Disclaimer, this is a joke. An online role-playing game only.
Oh.
Interior, Dick's bedroom, dawn. Dick wakes again to the obnoxious sound of his neighbors using power tools. Then two dogs start barking. Then we hear a cat being launched noise.
Sound effects and everything.
Dick is pissed. He groans.
All right, let's fast forward a little more through here.
Interior, suburban living room, afternoon. A Playboy bunny-type woman, a chinchilla in lingerie and high heels.
A chinchilla in lingerie.
Is bringing a sandwich to a fat slob, a rat, parked in front of a TV set. He's drinking a beer and watching football.
Hello, my most magnificent man. May I rub your back, please?
Hello, my future girlfriend.
Shut up. Can't you see I'm watching the game here?
End thought bubble.
Yeah, that was just a thought Dick had as he wondered why anyone would want to be a submissive. End up fucking fat slobs, right? Anyways, Dick decides to meet one of the girls that he encounters on the submissive website, onestopsubshop.com, and they hit it off. It doesn't take long for them to start fucking.
Interior, Dick's bedroom, night. Deb is on her back, tied by her wrist to the bedpost. She's wearing a corset, stockings, and pumps.
Deb, by the way, is a tabby cat, I believe.
Do whatever you want to me, sir.
Open up.
She opens her hind legs. He slaps her inner thighs with the riding crop. She's ecstatic. He climbs on and fucks her, missionary style.
Right. He doesn't waste any time, does he?
You're my dirty little fucking kitty whore, Deb. Yes, you are.
Cut to. Interior, Dick's bedroom, night. Dick is sitting on the bed looking down into Deb's eyes. Deb is kneeling by the bed.
How may I serve you, sir?
Go get me some water.
Deb wordlessly goes into the kitchen and returns with a clean glass filled with water.
That a girl.
She kneels and offers it to him.
Was that so fucking hard?
He takes it and drinks it with gusto. She scratches Dick behind his ears.
I didn't tell you to scratch my ear. You do what I tell you. You don't think on your own, because you're worthless.
Anything you desire.
That's the kind of dominant daddy I'd be.
Anything you desire, sir.
All right.
Dick falls asleep, purring.
The next morning, Dick wakes up.
Dick smiles and stumbles into the kitchen. It's totally clean. Even the mold is gone. Deb is drying the last dish. She kneels wordlessly and smiles. Dick grabs the scruff of her neck.
Open up.
She opens her mouth. He inserts his penis. She sucks.
Good girl.
She shudders with joy when he says this. He comes in her mouth with a shudder, grabbing her hair. She comes from him coming.
Thank you, sir. You can totally do anything you want to me. Anything.
Shucks, baby drool. I like you, too. You make me feel like I own your ass.
You do, sir.
Hand me that spoon.
She hands him a wooden spoon and gets on all fours with her face down and ass in the air.
You make me shake and scream and come like I've lost my mind and I never want to find it.
He spanks her. She wriggles and purrs and obviously enjoys it. Then he fucks her while talking to her.
Let's hear some of that, please.
You're a dirty little cum-guzzling trollop made for the pleasure of men. You're a smutty little kitty.
She licks the clean floor while mewing with contentment. Dick switches from fucking her pussy to fucking her ass.
Mew, 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 mew. God, I adore you.
Mew.
Mew, mew.
Pew, pew.
Mew, 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 mew. God, I adore you.
Dick comes in her ass and slaps it one more time with his paw. They collapse in a pile, hugging and kissing. Deb licks Dick's forehead and cleans him.
All right, that is quite enough. That is your Sextastic Tuesday for September 8th, 2009. Let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Well, you are obviously not going to jerk off to that porn, so our friends at Adam and Eve decided to help you guys out. Whether you're at home yiffing and mewing by yourself, or if you have a partner looking to spice things up in the bedroom, Adam and Eve's going to help you out. Just go to adamandeve.com, and for a limited time only, you're going to get 50% off just about any item. That's not all, though. You'd think that would be enough, but not for Adam and Eve. Normally you get, like, what, 10% off, maybe 20% off when you use coupons and stuff? No, 50, that's half off just about any item. And then, in addition to that, you're also going to get 3 free adult DVDs, you know, for a little inspiration. Fap, fap, fap. If you get my drift there, and I think you do. Plus, you're going to get a free extra gift, a sensual gift. Let's just say that. And then, to top it all off, they're going to throw in free shipping for the entire order. That's just for my freaky deekies, because Adam and Eve loves you so much. Check out adamandeve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off just about any item when you type FREAK for the offer coupon code at checkout. Remember, you'll get 3 free DVDs, an extra gift, and free shipping as well. Just enter coupon code FREAK at checkout at adamandeve.com. And of course, there's a link on the show notes today. All right, 3 quick stories, and then we will get the hell out of here. All 3 of these stories have something in common. Da-da-da, it's Penis Monday. There, I gave it away. Alright, yes. First penis-related story. A 15-year-old Brooklyn boy shot himself in the cock Sunday after fumbling with a gun that had slid from his waistband, authorities said. Kamir Grant was arrested for reckless endangerment and criminal possession of a weapon. Grant told cops that he was walking home from Amersford Park at East 39th Street and Avenue J in East Flatbush at around 1:30 a.m. when the gun began to fall into his pants. So let me guess here. He tried to grab the gun by putting his finger on the trigger. Not the brightest move. Either that or his penis got wrapped around the trigger. His penis did not care for the boy. Officer, it was my dick! It's homicidal! It wants to kill me! Cuckoo. Alright, yes, Grant told cops he was walking home from Amersford Park when the gun began to fall into his pants. When Grant grabbed for it, he accidentally pulled the trigger, firing a bullet right through his penis. Grant staggered home and told his mom what had happened. They took a car to Kings County Hospital, where Grant was released after treatment and then arrested by police. Must have just been a flesh wound if he was treated and released. When I think of someone blowing their penis off, I think of, like, grisly, mangled flesh and blood, like something out of Faces of Death. Maybe he just blew off the tip or something. All right, second penis story we have for you today. This one comes from Africa. A self-proclaimed healer, Dr. Abdallah Kiwa, has run afoul of the Advertising Standards Authority. I didn't realize they had that over there in Africa. Over claims that he can enlarge clients' penises and influence their enemies using a mirror. How much do you want to bet he bought a funhouse mirror and he just tells his clients to strip down and stand in front of it? Look! Your penis is like 8 feet tall! It's also warped around the middle, and some of it's kind of deformed. It's really thick on one end, really skinny on the other. The Johannesburg-based healer also promised in his advertising leaflets that he could make clients rich, get them promotions. Isn't this pretty much what televangelists do? Just send for my holy miracle bread, and when you receive it, you'll start receiving riches. I was cured of terminal cancer, and I got a check in the mail for $39,000. Turning religion into the publisher's clearinghouse sweepstakes. Televangelists. They never get in trouble for that shit, though. You know why? Because they hide behind religion. If his miracle bread doesn't work, it's not the bread's fault. It's that God wasn't listening. He had bigger fish to fry that day. Sorry. All right. Yes, back to the story here. The Johannesburg-based healer also promised in his advertising that he could make clients rich, get them promotions, bring back lost lovers and stolen property, and remove black spots that keep taking your money away. He could, he claimed, bring to see your enemies and make demands on them using a mirror. The ASA said in a ruling published on its website that after receiving a complaint from a member of the public, it had made all reasonable attempts to get response from Dr. Kiwa, but without success. The respondent is therefore required to withdraw the claims complained of in their current format, the ASA said. So there you go. I have a feeling he's not going to go away, though. They never do. All right, final story we have for you today. This one comes from our most fucked up state. Stay with me!
Florida, our most fucked up state.
Yes, Miami, to be specific. A Miami-Dade man who underwent penile implant surgery to treat his erectile dysfunction wound up with an infection that cost him his penis. Whoops!
You get nothing! You lose! Good day, sir!
I want to get a picture of you losing your
penis.
Hey,
I love that he was getting a penis enlargement to combat his erectile dysfunction. So apparently the dysfunction was, it was too small. Yes, the man has filed a malpractice lawsuit against the urologist who performed the surgery. A lawyer representing Enrique Milia, 62, filed the negligent suit Monday in Miami-Dade Circuit Court, accusing Milia's doctor of performing the procedure without considering the risk posed by the patient's advanced diabetes.
Diabetes testing supplies.
The guy doesn't worry about his diabetes. He's more concerned about his erectile dysfunction. Why not focus on the cause of the erectile dysfunction? Because that will kill you. You know, you work on the diabetes, you know, your penis might start working. But no, no, he wanted the quick way out. Make my penis longer, thicker, and harder, please. All right, quote, I can tell you that had Mr. Million known there was the slightest chance he would lose his penis during surgery, he wouldn't have taken that risk. That is a bullshit lie. Little Debbie oatmeal cream pies could theoretically kill you, but I bet you still down those fucking things by the box. After the August 2007 procedure, Milia contracted an infection that led to gangrene. Ah, gangrene of the cock. The worst. After several surgeries, most of his penis was removed. He wanted to get it enlarged, and now he's ended up with, like, a half-inch member. The doctor who performed the surgery, Paul Perito, is considered a leading practitioner of penile implant surgery, said his lawyer, Bill Petros. Dr. Perito has performed this procedure countless times, said Petros. The doctor's website refers to the surgery as the Perito penile implant. Ooh, a penile implant is even named after this guy. That's what I want for me. I want a Henson penile implant. That's what I want my legacy to be. A minimally invasive technique for penile implantation. The site also states Perito has performed more than 2,000 penile implants. Petros pretty much goes on to say that diabetes had nothing to do with the gangrene. Quote, the leading authorities will tell you it is appropriate to perform the procedure on people with diabetes. To suggest otherwise is a disservice to other people who might be dissuaded from undergoing the procedure to treat their dysfunction. Milia's wife, Gloria, age 64. How old is this guy again? Oh, he's 62. There's no need for a penis anymore. He shouldn't be having sex anymore. That's gross. Milia's wife, Gloria, 64, is a co-plaintiff in the suit. The couple went to Peru to visit family in anticipation of the legal action. Let's go on vacay. According to public records, Perito has faced legal troubles in the past. His license was briefly suspended in 2004 amid state charges that he sold mislabeled pharmaceuticals, including cancer and AIDS drugs. What a monster. The majority of those charges were later dropped, though. So there you go. That, my friends, is your Distorted News for Tuesday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. It's been a while since I heard from you guys. We were on Labor Day vacation this past weekend. So let's see what my freaks are up to now.
Hi, it's the Cum Guzzling Kalisperi. I haven't talked to you in a long time. And that was it. Oh, wait a minute. I'm here with two other Cum Guzzling Kalisperis, and we just wanted to say one thing to one of your female listeners.
Hi, Maddie. I hope you're doing power squats while you listen to Distorted View. Love you.
It's a big gay Distorted View listening party. A listening orgy, if you will.
Move on, child, you're brought into the world. Single mother of about 17 years old.
Sing it.
Saturday night in room 123, when she was singing all her
way. That's the whole song. Maybe we'll use that as today's ending music. If you guys haven't heard this song, if you're a new listener, one of the best Linda Finkel Hall of Fame nominees ever has been My Cardboard Heart, who had a song all about abortion. Fantastic. All right, next up.
Hey, Tim. This is Dan in Maryland.
Hi, and, Dan in Maryland.
I have to say, I'm very upset with you.
Uh-oh.
Some recent audio that you played on your show made me so offended. Am I talking about the rabbit crush audio? Of course not. That was hilarious.
No.
You recently said that
every single episode, someone's got to mention that goddamn Bunny Crush video on the Sideshow exclusive program yesterday. Someone again mentions it. It will never die, unlike the bunny, whose head was crushed.
You should never trust anyone with two first names. And,
yes,
see,
true.
I have two first names also. And, I don't know. I think I'm just going to have to cancel my Sideshow.
Oh, now don't go doing that. Don't be acting all sore towards me. It's just a joke.
Jagu, Tim, Jagu, Haley's Comet, Sideshow Freak from
fucking
Boston.
Fucking creep serial killer.
Jagu, Tim, Jagu, Haley's Comet, Sideshow Freak from Boston.
Yes,
calling up
sure.
To tell you about a website and associated podcast that I think will be a wonderful source of humorous material for you if you
uh-oh.
Check it out. The website is xxxchurch.com, and they have a podcast, xxxchurch.tv. And if you read the descriptions on the website, it's all about, you know, Jesus loves porn and other interesting notions that, you
know. I think we've read a story about these people before.
Get you to subscribe to the podcast.
But then.
And I checked it out, and the very first episode of their video cast, episode 14.
Isn't it like the big switcheroo where they say, like, yeah, Jesus loves porn, na 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 na. They get you to listen or attend church or whatever they're trying to do. And then as soon as you get there, you know.
Porn-mobile.
Then it's all about how God, you know, you don't need porn and stuff.
Confessions. Now this is sounding pretty fun until you actually listen to it. It's this guy. He gets into the vehicle and he's talking about his addiction to porn and how it almost ruined his marriage and how he racked up hundreds of dollars in phone sex bills when he was a teenager. And another one of their videos. The episode 26, there's no subtitle to it. They're talking about, going on tour with Ron Jeremy and having debates at churches with Ron Jeremy about whether porn is a good thing or a bad thing. So
a
it's,
little debate.
It's, you know, it's basically fundamentalist garbage designed to
trick you.
You know, designed to trick you into subscribing to it because it's, you know, godly porn. What the hell is godly porn? It doesn't exist.
I think I've read some godly porn on the program. I'll show you some godly porn if you want godly porn, Triple X Church.
It's a trick.
Fuck me, Jesus. Touch me.
Sermons. So I thought you'd find it entertaining. I thought it might be a good source of material for you.
Yeah, I'll definitely check that out. Yeah, we have talked about that on the show. I think they bought some billboards a while ago, and people were upset about that or something.
Hey, Tim. Shy Show Freak from Florida.
Hello.
Listening to your Friday show.
Yeah.
You said the dickhole guy's name was Scott Fletcher.
I know. I always screw that up. For some reason, I get Scott Taylor and Scott Fletcher totally mixed up. They could not be more different. You know what I mean?
Scott
Fletcher is a nice, gentle family man. And Scott Taylor has dirty, greasy fingers that he sticks into his dick hole. I don't know why I get those two confused.
So that was your announcer.
Yeah.
Scott Taylor.
I know.
One more reason that you are losing your mind.
Yeah, I know. It's another installment of Tim Henson is a retard.
Tim, you fucking dumbass. It's CJ from Chicago.
I wonder what this is going to be about.
And you're probably going to get like a million voicemails about this, but you know what? I don't care.
What?
I was just listening to the
Friday show.
The show from yesterday, the Friday show. And you played the dickhole guy, which I always
Right.
do. And after you finished playing the clip, you said his name was Scott Fletcher.
All right.
Hey, Tim. This is one of your underage listeners. Since you're such a mathematician and all that, because you found Levenge. Since I'm...
That's true. I did discover Levenge. It's a hidden number between 2 and 3.
I think borderline retarded.
Oh.
Maybe I should just send you my math homework so I can get a D instead of an F, you know?
Yeah, I'll do your math homework for you. Sure, why not? Just scan it, send it to my email, and I'll fill it out for you.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas.
Hi, Rat Girl. It's a very pretty name, by the way.
Talking about hoarders, I'm a pet sitter, and I go into people's homes. Oh, my God, I just went to this lady's home. She had so much shit.
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, hoarders. Yeah, you know, people really do live in filth. I don't know if you guys watched last night's Hoarders. It was fantastic. First of all, there was a gay kid who lives in just... filth, just like every other episode of Hoarders, but he lives at home with his alcoholic father, who didn't want anything to do with the production of Hoarders. He didn't trust the people, so he decides to just lay in the yard and pass out, pretty much. So you don't really see him throughout the whole episode, aside from the very beginning where he's like, I don't trust you people! And then he collapses on the lawn, and then you see him at the very end as the credits are rolling or something. And the other person that they follow was a crazy cat lady, basically. The woman was like, I think we have about 25 cats, and we feed them. If we don't feed them, no one else will. Well, come to find out, she had like 75 cats, many of which were dead. The cats pretty much took over her house. They would claw their way into the mattresses, up in the attic, garage, just everywhere, right? And a lot of them, like I said, would die. There were mummified cats. There were just cat skeletons laying around. It was ricoculous and fantastic. I loved every minute of it.
From floor to ceiling.
I was so mad at Cheryl Murkowski because I think she was doing a live show with Madge Weinstein or whatever. And I wanted her to watch it with me.
She had so much shit.
That's okay. Get him. Steve Dave was my Hoarders partner last night. We were talking about it on Twitter.
So much shit.
I won the... He asked the question at the beginning of the episode. How many cats do you think were alive, and how many do you think were dead? And I think I won that. I won the Showcase Showdown on Hoarders.
Shit. Piled from floor to ceiling. Boxes and shit she bought on eBay, not ever even opened. With a little path going from each room, and I'm not kidding, from floor to ceiling, and I have to try to find the freaking...
So is she a hoarder, or is she more of a shopaholic?
cat food bowls and dishes.
And that doesn't sound appetizing.
I don't even know where the cats are because there's so much shit around here. But you know what? People pay me. But yeah, it's unbelievable.
What do you do again? I'm sorry, I didn't catch that.
Hey, Tim, it's Rat Girl from Texas, Lifetime.
Oh,
Lifetime. Talking about hoarders, I'm a pet sitter and I go in.
Oh, a pet sitter. Oh, that must be awful. The smells in those houses, I can't imagine.
Timothy James.
That's the other great thing about Hoarders, the television show. There's always that moment where, like, the organizer person, the person who's hired to help these people clean their houses, enter the home for the first time, and they always start gagging or covering their mouth. They're like, oh, yeah, that's a strong smell. Some of the people refuse to believe it, though. Like, no, there's no smell. What are you talking about? So used
Timothy
to it.
Timothy James Henson, Sideshow member Spitlord here. Just listening to some older Sideshow shows because I haven't been able to because I've been a freeloading douchebag for so long.
Yeah.
Everybody needs to sign up. But people were mentioning how they're going to some kind of a furry convention and we're going to try to get cum lube and interviews. And
yeah,
I went to go try
some
to
guy
get
said
some.
That he sent me cum lube, but I never got it. Believe me, if I received cum lube in the mail, there would be videos with cum all over my face.
And I went to go try to get some of that cum lube today.
Yeah.
Off their site, of course. I don't know where else you could buy it. Like, off the gypsies, maybe. But
gypsies.
They want $5 for it. I checked out with it, and they want $7.95 for it to be shipped. So it's like they just kind of stab you right in the face.
Yeah, I mean, that is a lot for cum, basically, when you can produce it yourself if you really wanted it.
So,
I wonder if cum lube would work in those super soakers. Remember that commercial for the super soaker Uzinator? Where it looks like jizz is shooting out of the gun.
No, I don't think that's going to be feasible for any of us Sideshow freaks that are only able to pay $5 a month for your subscription. So anybody that has a yearly subscription or possibly one new lifetime Sideshow freaks, maybe you could get us some cum lube so we could see.
Yeah, like I said, someone did call in and say cum lube was on the way. I don't know if that's still the case or not.
Hi, Tim. It's Creepy Chris from Australia here. Just called this. Oh, fuck. Oh, fucking bee just bit me. Oh, is anybody hurt?
That stupid news reporter. If he got stung by a bee and then he asked, is everyone okay? All right. Thank you, everyone, for all of the voicemails. Keep them coming. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show, though. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-660-GOD. Is it oh God?
You're my dirty little fucking kitty whore, Deb. Yes, you are.
Vote for us a podcast, Ali. Subscribe via iTunes. Make sure to spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the show. Got that retweet button on the show notes. You can tell all your followers about today's episode. If you guys are Sideshow members, got an extended portion for you, so you'll be getting additional content, about 10 to 15 minutes worth, so stick around for that. If you're not a member, sign up right now, and we'll see you back tomorrow for the Big Wednesday show. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody!
New porch on your brought into the world. Single mother of about 17 years old. It's a Saturday night in room 123 where she lays thinking of her was changed.
Try new peanut butter eggs.